As long as, you can go ahead and be seated. As long as I have been part of this church, some 16 years, the Guyana mission has been an ingrained piece of the Reynoldsburg story. This includes, a significant portion of our funds that's collected supports Guyana. A significant portion of effort and time goes into planning campaigns and events, and a significant number of people sitting in this audience have traveled down and been a part of the Guyana mission in Guyana, South America. This year, I think is probably one of the first years that I can recall that Gray Gaines didn't go with the Guyana mission team on a Guyana mission. Because of his health, and happy to report, though, I just casually asked Greg how he's doing this morning. He said, "Man, I feel great, and is not having to take any more treatments or radiation or chemo, and so he's doing good." And praise God, and I praise God even more that while he was, getting radiation and treatments and getting wiped out during the beginning of the week. Just not a week goes by that I don't see Greg or a member of his family here at the church working on the next project for Children's Church or something for Guyana. We're about to hear from some folks who are dedicated to the work of God through Reynoldsburg and particularly with the Guyana mission and now with Children's Church. So I'm going to pass it over to Greg, and Greg's going to kick it off, and then those who went down will share their experience from this year.
Good morning. Wanted to thank everybody as we get started. I know this year was a trying time for the group, and we took them to the airport, and I'll be honest with you, I pulled in the airport and I started crying. I mean, I didn't get to go. And so my heart was kind of breaking as the thing took off. And I know, and Darlene and the group will explain to you some of the difficulties they had this year in the trip, but I want to personally thank all of you for so many of you that helped us, encouraged us, prayed for us. You stuffed money in my pockets. You did all kind of stuff to help us this year as this campaign took place. And like Dion was saying, there's so many of our family here that have been to Guyana. As I look out of the audience, Gene's been there, Dean and Dana's been there, Wanda's been there, John's been there, Perry's been there, my family's been there. Am I forgetting anybody here? This is Christina's home. Who? Gene, yeah. This is Christina's home. And so these are some pictures that we're going to share with you of this year's trip. But I just want to begin it off and say thank you so much for your involvement over the last, I've lost count. It's probably 30 plus years now. And the people in Guyana, they love us, we love them, but they're very, very poor. The average contribution for Kamak on a Sunday morning is $20. I mean, when you convert it back into US dollars. So the people, as you look at it, none of them own vehicles. We're just so blessed, and you guys are so generous. And we just wanted to share with you some of the work that went on this year.
To start with, I was just going to let you know a little bit. I'm not going to talk a lot about the robbery, but we left Columbus. We sat on the runway for over an hour. We get to New York. Our plane was delayed. We were there a couple hours, and then we sat on the runway in a hot airplane for 3 hours. So there was 4 or 5 hours there. We finally get to Trinidad, and we sit there, too, for another day. So by the time we got to Georgetown, of course, it wasn't like we had planned, and we were going to pick up the other two members of the team in a few days, so we thought we would go to the store on the ocean side, which was only like 15 minutes towards Georgetown. And when we got to go into the store, we realized we didn't have our money converted, so we went in another 15 minutes, and then there was road work, which, hallelujah, they're putting lights in, and stoplights. But that deterred us, and if you don't know about the roads down there, you have to take turns like this. There's no going the other way. So we get into another section, and Parliament had to be in, and they blocked the roads off. making us, in the short story, go to where we should not have been. And that's when the robbery happened. But the Lord knew it was going to happen. He made a way. Nobody was hurt. The gunman didn't do anything. We did get robbed from every angle in the van while we were sitting there, and it happened so fast. None of us were afraid. We didn't want to go home, and the devil didn't get his way. They got away with a lot of stuff, including $3,000 or $4,000, which made us take it out of our money, but that's okay. We got there. He didn't stop anything that we had planned. All the stuff, like the Bibles, there was one or two of those, and a bunch of suitcases and things. They took all of our Ladies' Day stuff. And by the way, I just wanted to share a little story. John Hess, at one of our small groups, did a little tiny lesson on a flashlight. So I had nothing for the ladies. I kicked it off with that. And that led into a lot more stuff in our studies. And there was a couple baptisms from that. So all I can say is maybe the Lord, through all the things that they took, other people got to learn from. But the devil didn't get his way. We accomplished everything that we had intended. So I'm going to let Christina start off with Blueberry Hill, since that was the first week that we went to.
Okay, so we went to Blueberry Hill. This is Sheldon, our preacher, and he's been there for the past 9 years. And this is the place they've been meeting forever. And they were told that by the end of the year, they need to find a new church building. And they've got a couple leads from a couple members down there, some land, and then there's another person that offered to use like his garage for the meeting. So we've got a couple strong leads. This is some of the classwork. Joe Hughes is in the picture. This was church, and the young men did this. They did the whole service while we were there. And this is us doing one of the classes with the kids. I forget what we were making. But they did still all my material, but they didn't get all the fun crafts that was in a lot of the suitcases. This is the van. And this is where we had no water. The power was out, so we actually had to go all the way down to the stream and bucket the water. And we've had that van. You guys bought that van in 1998 van? It's been there a long time. It's on its last leg, but it's there. The thing is falling apart. If anybody wants to help me do a fundraiser, I'm thinking that we need to do a fundraiser for a new van. Because we had 3 flats on our way home, and that's us in the middle of the night coming back from when we were robbed in the police station that first night. We actually had two flats on the way home, and then we had another one later on. But it's getting a little old. But that van actually does everything. It brings the members to the church building because everybody lives so far down the river both ways. It gets them into town. It gets Blueberry Hill. They take things to Blueberry Hill and gets the youth together down there. And it's just a real good thing. Saturday, fun day. This was us doing all this stuff with the kids. Joe teaching Bible class. This was us on visitations. We had to park and then walk really far in. This is the man we visited. I think he had a stroke. I think it was a stroke, so he's stuck at home now. I happened to check out one of the ladies that does the basket work. We went to visit her this year because she hadn't been coming into church. She couldn't get away in. And she showed me how to make a basket. I'm not going to ever make a basket. One of the young men we visited with, he had a monkey. It's the first time I've actually seen a monkey real close besides just, you know, scurrying across the yard. They had him tied to a rope. This is actually one of the visitations. That man was her husband, and she's actually the lady that does make the baskets there in the white shirt. And now it's Daisy's turn.
Okay, so basically what I'm supposed to be talking about is the kids, and I would like to say a whole bunch about it, but honestly, it was fun for the parts I was awake from, because the robbery did take a lot out of me, mentally, not physically. But they seemed to have a lot of fun once we figured out what we were doing. Like I said, we got a lot of our stuff stolen. So it was like, figure out what we could do, give what they could do. So they had fun.
I can't say you want to repeat that after me. Down by the river.
Yeah, it was actually kind of fun, despite how I looked in that. It was actually really fun. but, yeah, I can't say much. They learned, like, a lot, especially for what we lost. They learned a lot. and I learned a lot about them, like, each kid individually, kind of like I do in Children's Church. You learn special things about who they are, and you kind of work with them on it. Teach them what you can, help them enjoy life. And like that's pretty much all I can say about it. You can just see our success through the videos. And I actually wanted to talk about something else other than that, and I will try my best to explain it without stuttering. it actually correlates with the situation that happened down there. And I'm not really going to discuss it in depth or anything, kind of like my grandma, but you know, it's just something I believe God wanted me to say, sort of, so it's kind of scary. But before we went down there and everything, I had a bad feeling. I actually wasn't intending on going, really, to this year, because I have to find a job, and I knew it was going to throw me off track again, but I felt like if I didn't go down this time, my mom would not make it back. So I went. And as the situation happened, I still feel like it probably was true and God was telling me to go, you know. But I think he also had another reason for me to go, which was kind of to see what the state of mind I was in, because as much as I was tired, when I'm tired, I become a little bit more observant about my situation correlating with other people. And I kind of noticed a few things about just how we reacted to it. And not saying it got in the way of anything. Like, we still did our job. We really had fun with it, and we connected. But, like, we kind of thought of it as God's test. But I don't think we really understood when we said that, because God, when he tests you, like, tests don't just show up once. You know, they're not pop quizzes, they're tests. And it kind of felt more like a question when we got robbed. You know, the situation was presented to us, and as much as we answered the situation, you know, going to authorities, you know, not being too upset about it, I think what was important was also what we did after. Like, with still going on with what we did, not wanting to go back home. But we kind of also, we didn't think like that. We said it was Satan getting in our way, right? But Satan only goes through the mind. He goes, you know, and he infects your mind. He makes you do things. But God's plan has already been set. So although Satan did do it, and he may have gotten to you, you know, it's still God's plan. There is still a good reason for that happening. And we probably saved somebody's life by us being robbed. I mean, they're probably looking for someone to rob that day. Probably did. And I think there's a lot more to it, you know, and not to get caught up in the fact that, you know, that's what happened. It's a good story, right? We got robbed. I want to talk about it. But, you know, we really should have been focusing, and that's what I noticed, primarily, like, all the time on, you know, God and how awesome that we're still alive. And we did it. But, you know, I just kind of felt we could have done better on that test. At least that part. But it's continuous. And, you know, until we're done, it's not over yet. And I just thought we would, you know, make sure to give credit to God's plan here, you know. Okay. I tried setting as best I could. The rest of you can just watch the pictures. I don't know. Did I go over? Yeah. So face painting. Yeah. That's all I had to say about that. You know, the rest of it is just the fun stuff we did. Little Brianna. Yeah. We had a lot of fun despite what happened. And a lot of messes. A lot of messes. Paint was messy.
I guess there was one more thing I didn't say, was that they did catch the gunman. He's in prison for the last month, and he's being charged with 7 counts of attempt murder. They are working on 4 other people that were in the robbery. So praise God, at least he's off the streets. this is Winifer and Dexter, who had been there in Kamaka for 13 years as our minister. They came and joined us and helped us this year. And then there was Wayne and Robin. This is Wayne, the preacher, who's been there for at least 12 years, I know. And he's preaching there. This is the church house, church building, I should say, in the church house. They are in the process of rebuilding and doing more up front because the back one gets flooded too much and was falling in, rotten. And we've been going there for like 35 years, and this church is really needing to be redone. This is some of the inside. I know Wayne and Robin are putting a lot of their own money into it, and they're trying to take out a loan to refinish some stuff. They're trying to help themselves a little bit, but the money doesn't come down there. They don't make much. She's making communion bread. I'm trying to get food started for dinner for the group. This is us getting ready for church. He's shaving. She's washing her hair. Everybody's getting ready for Sunday morning. They get up early down there. Joe is just cutting up. This is one of the classes. That's Joel Pickering. He was teaching one part of them. And this is Joel with the teens, his son. And that's Joe again. And that's Joe Hughes. And then that's our Sunday school class. So they've really doubled in size. That's the children saying their prayer. I do want to say something about the people. They had a few baptisms, like 4, I think, and Kamaka and 7 in Blueberry. And since we've been back, they have added at least 16 more between the two. The church is just doubling. I mean, it is doubling down there. God's doing something, is all I can say. And as you can see, the ones of you who have went down, the building is full. So, and this was movie night after Sunday we were having. This is the self-defense class that we asked Joe to teach all the women in both places. They had a lot of fun doing it, showing the new techniques and stuff. This is Chrissy. These are some of the women in the ladies' class. This is Norma, which was Robin's mother. Lovely little old ladies who still remember Jean Scheibner, by the way. They all send everybody their love, and they wish that you could come back. I know that, you know, they know that's not all possible for everyone, but they would love to see you all. This is the ladies that made the baskets and the hats. And this is where we get the spring water when the blackout comes, and we have to go get it in barrels and bring it back. This is Wayne, our preacher and our driver, and he takes us on all kinds of places, like shopping or just everywhere we have to go to get anything done. This is the new water, the new tower for the phone that they put up. I don't know, it's not real visible, I guess, but it's there, which has been a blessing. At least we can call home. Some logging, they do a lot of that. These are bridges and roads we have to go to go visitation.
There we go, the guys are putting the boat back in the water.
Also by boat, by
visitation. After taking it up and getting the water out, did they flip it on the side? So there's where the Joe and so where the Joe. Yeah, we're gonna.
Sorry, it's on its
side. This is where we're going. We're doing some visitation today. We're now gonna reach the lost and check on some members too. Elisha is here with us. Yeah, got them. So it's Brother Joe's turn.
Are you just going across, Joe? Or what do you want to do?
Whatever you want.
Oh, you're the captain. It's your idea.
Take us wherever
you
want to go.
Sorry, it's on its side somehow.
Yeah, so he's about to row the boat now. There we go. All right.
They have to take the boat up and down the river. Kids row an hour to get to school sometimes. They have very little schooling, but what they do have, they have to walk or do the boat. These are some of the visitations that we went on. Hold there. This lady is one of the members. Well, she wasn't, but she's a member now. We gave her one of the Bibles. I don't know if that one's Kim's or Wanda's, but we had several that we passed out. And this woman has a little shop in front, and she lives up the hill. She became a member. And now she bakes goods, and she gives them to them every Sunday morning faithfully for the last 2 months, maybe three. And they sell them after church to people before they walk home because they have a long way to walk or row, and except for the ones that Wayne can take, that's close enough to take. And all the money that they get, she donates to the church every week for them to help to build the building because they are in the process of making the Kamaka building inside better, putting windows in and doors and all that kind of thing. So this little lady has done a lot. And this is one of our visitation to the sick and more tens units to the sick. And these are some of the baptisms. We don't have all of them. But there was a lot of them going on, and there has been a lot since. And both churches are doubling. I mean, they're just growing by leaps and bounds down there. Joe got to baptize some people while he was there, too. But a lot of things have been done, and it wouldn't have been able to be done without all the members here and all your support to us while we're here, as well as when we go down and going down with us. And the people there are greatly appreciative, and they send you all their best and their love. And this is, we're home.
Well, let's give God praise for the Guyana Mission Team. Thank you. Those of you who have gone on mission trips before, you know, whether, you know, local or abroad, I am sure that you all, you know, come away with lessons learned. You know, you go on these trips intending to, you know, impact those that you're visiting with the gospel, and you often come back having received and learned lessons yourself and gaining new perspectives. And Daisy, I mean, I just want to, you know, give you a shout out. Sounds like you've really thought about that experience and internalized it, and it's done something to you. That's not something that everyone does. Not everyone is open to receiving a lesson, especially during something that happened so traumatic. So God bless you. I'm so glad that God kept you all safe and that you continue to impact and spark a work. It sounds like there are some things going on in Guyana, South America that is certainly a spirit-led movement, that things are going on right now. So let us continue to pray for the Guyana Mission Team and their vision for, you know, what they're going to be doing in the future. But I think we also need to be praying for the churches down in Guyana right now as they're doing the day-to-day things and trying to maintain what sounds like some exponential growth that's taking place. Let's pray for the Spirit of God to just grab hold of that place and lead people, men and women and children, to Jesus Christ. Let's have that same prayer for right here in Central Ohio too, right? Let's all be committed to the mission of God, whether it's in Guyana or in Honduras, or in Reynoldsburg, or in Columbus, or in Chicago, or wherever we might be, where God has placed us in the corner of the earth. Listen, it's our responsibility and sort of this mission to go and to give people hope. You know, 1 Peter 3, you know, always be ready to give an answer for the hope that is within you. Always be ready to tell people about the hope that's in you. That means we ought to know what it means to experience hope. We ought to know what it means to live in hope, and we ought to know how to share this message. I mean, we live in a world where people all over the planet they are looking for hope. As children of God, as followers of Jesus, when we come into contact with people who are looking for hope, we ought to be able to say, I can tell you where to find hope, because I live it, I experience it. And I just, again, want to thank the Guyana team for all the years of service that you have given to that effort, and everyone here who has contributed money and supplies and prayer and ideas. And if you want to get involved with Guyana, you want to go on a future trip or campaign as they plan, you know, make sure you come talk to the Gaines and Christina and Daisy and Darlene and Greg and those of you that, you know, they've mentioned, you know, Gene and Perry and John and Wanda, and talk about, you know, ask them about that experience and begin, you know, raising money and saving money and God willing, you can go and experience and have your own stories. At this time, sing an invitation song. We don't want to neglect or skip over an opportunity for those of you who may be in need of the church's assistance in your faith journey. Maybe you need us to pray for you, pray for something. There's something that's going on. I can tell you right now, my mind is several thousand feet in the air right now. My wife is flying to Mexico right now, and she is now on her third plane. One plane had to turn back because of mechanical problems, and she got on another plane, and that plane had to turn back for mechanical problems. There's bad weather, and so I'm with y'all, but I'm kind of with her too. Does that make any sense? Keep my wife in prayer. But if there's something that you want us to be mindful of in prayer, we want to give you that opportunity to share that so that we can surround you and pray with you. Or maybe you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. We always want to give you the opportunity for you to confess Jesus and to be baptized if you so desire to give your life to Jesus Christ. So let's sing this. Let's stand. Let's sing the song. And if there's something that the church can do for you, I'll ask the elders to come and receive you. Let's sing.